All right, Bang Bang. Today is Monday, June 24th, Chicago Dog Walk. Guest of the day is Bruins fan Dave Portnoy's long-lost daughter and GIF extraordinaire Marina Molnar.
Is that how you say it, GIF?
I was going to ask you that. I want you to tell me how I should say
it. I'm too embarrassed to say GIF, so I say GIF.
Really?
Yeah.
Because GIF is the right pronunciation,
I think,
right?
That's what the dude said, but it makes zero sense.
Yeah, because it's the G.
Yeah.
But GIF is like GIF peanut butter.
Yeah.
So it should be GIF.
I'm saying GIF.
Okay, I'll say GIF now. Because I've always, like people, I get yelled at, like, frequently about that from, like, my buddies. They're like, dude, it's a fucking GIF. So
I say GIF.
I'm going to revert to you, because that's what you do, right?
Like,
you're the GIF girl.
GIF.
The GIF girl.
I mean, GIFs.
Yeah. So, Marina, what brings you in town? You're in Chicago.
What's up? Bruins season just ended. I'm very depressed. I don't know if you can tell. I'm wearing a Bruins hat right now, which is sort of depressing, but nothing else to wear. So, Bruins ended, like, what, a week ago?
Yeah, a week and a half, 2 weeks, whatever.
So I told my family, like, when the season ended, like, I'll hang out with you guys. So my aunt's out here. So I bought my mom a plane ticket. So me and my mom flew out to visit my aunt, who, no free ads, but she's a Chicago dog walker.
How about that?
She owns a dog walking business in Chicago.
Can we get her like to slide like a business card? Like,
yeah,
listen,
like,
to the
maybe
dog walk?
Like mention Marina and get a free dog walk,
yes,
at like CDK9.com.
You could do that.
No free ads.
Yeah, but we could also do something where it's like, you know, listen,
yeah,
to the show while you're doing this. So it's like a
maybe
bunch
I'll
of
tell
people.
Her to advertise.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Do we have any ads?
A lot
today?
Of people. We do have an ad. You want to talk about the ad?
Let's talk about the
Merck's
ad.
Merck's cheese. Have you ever had Merck's cheese?
I have not.
Yeah, it's a Wisconsin cheese. Very good cheese. Listen, Marina, Merck's is a Midwestern favorite. It's a premium cheese spread. This is the new on-the-go. It's a 2-ounce little thing. Like, everyone's used to these Merck's. It's like a bigger tub. You get it at the grocery store. Merck's is making these, like, little ones. So, you know, you don't have to, like, commit to, like, a big dip. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So it's like you could bring one to lunch. And it's actually a really good idea. Merck's is awesome. You spread it with, I like, what's your favorite?
I love crackers and cheese.
What's your favorite cracker to spread cheese on?
Saltines.
Saltines, just like a regular cracker?
Yeah,
you don't like a Triscuit or nothing like that?
Mm-hmm, maybe. Maybe I'll dabble.
Yeah, so it's the first of its kind. Really, it allows cheese lovers to bring their go-to snack to all their favorite go-to places. Did I say that right? I think I did. Like the big game, an impromptu party, or a laid-back boat trip. Whenever, whatever, it's always better with Merck's cheese mini cheese spreads. How was that, Marina?
Unbelievable.
That was great. Merck's mini cheese spreads. Get it. 100% Wisconsin cheese, aged 9 months. So, yeah, I think Triscuit is the way to go, though. That's what we buy.
I'm just
when
a plain person, so I like saltines.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, saltines are fine. Have you ever done, like, the cracker challenge?
Yeah.
Have you
what? Cracker challenge?
Yeah, you like, shove, like, 9 in your mouth?
Oh, no.
No?
No.
It's really hard. So, let's talk about HQ. What are you doing there nowadays?
Well, I was talking about the Bruins earlier, so I kind of write about the bees now. We have, I don't know if anyone actually knows this, but we have like a chicks page on Barstool. Like there's a Barstool chicks page.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like a female portion of the website. So
yeah,
I write
knows
for that.
That.
I feel like no one knows that.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I feel like it's a little different, whereas back in the day, if you're like familiar with Barstool on the way back where it was so city oriented,
yeah.
I feel like they don't really do that anymore. It's just
no.
kind of the super page. So
yeah.
I think people know there's a chicks page, but I'm sure there's people that click that exclusively.
Well, if you didn't know, now you know. But
yeah.
So like you have the option of like, should your stuff go on the main page
mm-hmm.
or should it stay on chicks? So
I
like write about hockey. So it's like boom, boom, boom.
Yeah. So everything. It's not the main one.
So Bruin stuff. And then I started in social. If we go way back, I started with Foreplay and Chicklets.
Yes.
Those are my jobs.
Okay.
And then I grew to I Can't Even, which is like our dog account.
What's going on with that? Do we like even get that out there much? Like I see it's always tagged, but I don't know much about
it. I think
I
it's a pretty
even.
Big account.
Is it? I'm
yeah.
sure it is. No, I mean it's fucking animals.
Yeah.
Like people love it.
I don't know who runs it now.
Yeah. Oh, you so you don't do it anymore?
No, I don't do it anymore. So those are my three jobs when I came through like
okay.
2.5 years ago.
So Foreplay, Chicklets,
and I Can't Even.
Okay.
And then I went to none of that, and I did like Barstool original content programming.
Okay.
So like getting your videos out there, get like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, like all that stuff,
mm-hmm.
and like branded stuff, that kind of stuff. And then Dave was like, what do you do? And I told him what I did. And then the
what
rest
do you
is
do?
History.
Yeah.
I think those were his exact words. So like, what do you do? And I was like, well, I do Foreplay, Chicklets.
And how long was this into your job there
like
when he asked
year?
You what you did? It was like a year in, and he's finally,
well,
hey,
a
what
year?
Do you do?
Yeah, because Dave brought me on. I'm trying to think, 2019 now, which is nuts.
Yeah.
I think I want to say I talked to Dave in 2016.
And that's when you were doing something for a random site, and he liked your GIFs, right?
Yeah, I had my own Bruins website. I was kind of like, fuck this.
Oh, it was your site too?
Yeah, it was my own site. Weekend at Bergies.
Oh, really? Weekend at Bergies. That's a good name.
I had my own site and I didn't have a name on it. I like, because I didn't want anyone to know I was a woman.
Why? I was just stay like,
so no one, no one like knew who the writer was. It was just me just doing all these articles. And so like I did like gifts and stuff, like taught myself how to do all that. So like during games, I'd like fire it up. So like I grew a social following, right?
Yeah.
And then all those people, obviously, I like linked my articles and all that stuff. So Dave and Gaz found it. And then I slid into Dave's DMs from that account. Mm-hmm. Let me see if I can find it.
And see if what the DM says.
And
no, I mean, it's crazy that you, I mean, that's everyone has their own inception here, but it would, so that was calculated. You didn't
I
want
slid into Dave's Portnoy's DMs. That's like
from a random account though. So yeah. It's kind of half-assed.
Yeah.
Marina, like, you know,
so when he, so I pitched myself and I think a lot of people, they kind of like go about getting a job here wrong. They kind of like bash everybody and say like, oh, like fuck Eddie. Like I can do his job better than, and I was like, no, like, you're missing this, this, and this. I can do this, this, and this for you.
Yeah.
That's what you should be doing.
Yeah, for sure. No, no, that's definitely the way to go. Did you find the DM?
I have no service.
You have no service? Oh, we're in a cave. What do you think of our office?
Oh, it's something.
Yeah.
I can only hear myself in the left.
In the left
in the
headphone?
Left ear.
Yeah, we don't have the best.
So, Pete, we need some headphones.
Yeah, we need Pete to come here. Pete's supposed to be coming here in July. So, we're getting a new, kind of a bigger space.
Yeah, so I have no service, so that's great. Can't bring up the DMs. So, I slid into Dave's DMs, and I was like, I can do this, this, and this. And he was like, great, let's set up a call. So, he calls, and I'm a woman, and he's like, oh, I must have the wrong number. And I was like, no, you do not. Do not fucking hang up the phone. And so I kind of like sold him on like my pitch. And I think the playoffs were coming up, like NHL playoffs. So I did social for that on the main account, like making gifts and like just doing content from that. And then when they did the rundown in Houston, I met with Erica.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest is history.
And everyone knows, like, you're one of Dave's, like, favorite people in the world. That's why I said that. You're, like, his long-lost daughter. Like, why are you guys so tight? Like,
I don't know. I think it just stems from just, like, being available to him and, like, whatever he needs. Like, I'm there, like, availability is the best ability.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, you have to, like, sacrifice, like, going out sometimes, like, to, like, watch him on, like, Tucker Carlson, like, on a Friday night. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So I think just, like, that and just, like, being available and, like, being, like, whatever you need, like, I'm here.
And you'll just do random stuff for him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever he needs.
Yeah, whatever. That's, I mean, what would you say is the most diva thing Dave does?
Diva thing Dave does.
Like, what's his, where's he, you know, like, everyone's...
people who, like, actually know him, like, he's not like that.
He's really not. Yeah. That's what the funny part. Everyone,
I'm sure. The first question everyone asks me is like, "How's Dave Portnoy?" And I'm like, "He's awesome. He's the best." Like,
yeah,
like,
no.
Like, people don't believe that he like treats me well. He's like, whenever my grandfather passed away a few years ago, and I was like, "Dave, like, can I go home and see him?" Because he had cancer,
mm-hmm.
and he was like, "Yes, don't worry about anything. Like, go home,
whatever.
Like, whatever." And then he'd check up and be like, "How are you doing?" And like. Just, like, one, like, how are you, like, means the world.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean?
Definitely.
And so just, like, that's, like, the first question everyone asked me is, like, how is Dave Portnoy? I was like, he's awesome. Like,
yeah.
He's basically given me a life here.
Yeah, and because I ask you what's the most diva thing he's done, and probably everyone listening is like, oh, are you fucking kidding me? Like, everything.
And I'm
like,
they hate me right now. They want something.
No, because I honestly ask that as a question because I know that he's a lot different when, you know, mm-hmm. everything's kind of shut down.
I think a lot of people are surprised when I say, like, he genuinely wants everyone here to do well.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't, mm-hmm. I mean, he might, like, laugh at you and, like, you know what I mean? But he, like, genuinely wants, like, everyone to grow and, like, be bigger. Like, Frankie's, like, the perfect example of how, like, he's going to be, like, this big guy on 4Play.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he came from, not, like, nothing, but, like, he was Dave's guy. Like, no one knew who Frankie Borelli was 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I got you. I completely got you. And I
but it's funny when people are like, no, like, tell me a story. And it's just like, it's Dave.
He's a prick, isn't he? Yeah. I was like, honestly, he's not. Like, he's not. Like, you know, like, everyone has that thing where it's like, I mean, of course he could be, you know, he could be, you know.
He's a boss.
He could throw
like
it on the thumb.
Else.
Yeah, he's in charge of a lot of people and he's running a main site and he busted his fucking balls to get where he is at this point. So anyone who doesn't reciprocate that, yeah. like he's not going to like you. Mm-hmm. And that's just what it is. But let's talk about you. I mean, what do you want to do though? So you did that. Now you're kind of helping Dave a lot. Now you're doing a lot more brewing. So
brewing stuff.
You're kind of grooving into your sweet spot a little bit.
Yeah. That's why I was like hoping, like I wanted the cup win so bad just so I could like blog my dick off.
Yeah.
Like this summer and like follow the cup, but now I'm like heartbroken and in Chicago and sad.
I know you were like you were mopey when you walked in here, and I was like, I don't know if it's because of that, but I don't want to bring it up, I wasn't sure.
It sucks, especially like being there and like witnessing it, and like, I mean, I'm so like happy that I like got to witness it in 2011.
Yeah,
like I was a junior in high school, but like then it's like two cup losses.
Yeah,
in the last that like, would have been decade. Tough. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
Not I was that happy you guys about know the, anything about that. But.
I was happy about the first cup loss you guys had, though. I got to admit,
I was also in the building for.
Were you there?
Maybe
for that?
I just shouldn't go. Maybe that's what it is.
Oh, so you went to Game 7.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I went to Game 6 in 2011.
Okay.
That they had to win.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Against the Canucks at home.
Okay, that was the big one. Did you? What was
maybe
the
3-0? I just shouldn't go to clinching.
Yeah. Just clinching. Not clinching games. You're like a game one girl.
Yeah.
Just a game one?
Yeah. We went to four games and I saw three losses and one win.
Oh, there you go. Game one girl.
This is tough.
Marina's a
game. Me realizing this is tough.
Marina's a game one girl.
This is tough.
That's what it comes down to. But so you're getting into your sweet spot, I feel
like.
Yeah,
a little
said.
Bit.
So you're blogging more Bruins. And is that like what you want to do though? Like is hockey? And
If
I'm being like the presumptuous, like what do you want to do, guy? Just fucking tell me because
you're going to be that guy?
Yeah.
I don't talk about that. That guy
sucks though. You know what I mean? Like everyone's like, so what do you
so
want?
What do you
want
to do here?
That was always the worst, especially when like you weren't with Barstool, because obviously I'm at where I want to be, and I'm sure you are too. But just being with Barstool,
just like being here is like insane. Like I was like just like thinking about how long ago that like phone call with Dave was. I was like, holy shit! Like we've been through two offices, like. Like, they hadn't even moved to New York City yet. Like, it's just nuts, like, how everything happens.
Yeah, and it's crazy because, don't get me wrong, I'm sure you had those conversations when you were doing a weekend at Burgies. And when I was working my previous job, you just constantly get that, like, so what's, like,
what
the plan here?
Do?
Yes, like, what's the game
plan?
What
are you going to do for the rest of your life?
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know what the answer is. I don't even know if you have them, Marina, but is there
I don't know.
Like-
I think I kind of, I'm very much just go with the flow, like, whatever Dave needs. Like, I'm going to be a Bruins fan through and through, whether I write about them or not. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So I think just, like, letting people into that passion I have, maybe do, like, more video content. But for the summer, definitely more, I'm going to try and write about chick stuff.
Tap
into my female side.
Do you like that?
Yeah, I think a lot of people forget, like, I'm a girl. So, like, my two best friends from... work data guy Greer, who is shout out Greer, who is passed out of Gowie, and Mikey Fowler, they always laugh podcast. Sometimes they're like, oh yeah, we always forget you're a girl. You know what I mean? Just
well,
like,
because
oh,
like
yeah.
you're a true like hockey fan, and I don't say that to put other girls down because I get it. Like I'm fucking like you know way more about fucking hockey than I do, and like you know way more about hockey than like you know probably just random girls. Yeah. And there's just a lot of people like to shit on like the girl that throws on the Patrick Kane jersey and
it's
you
like,
know whatever.
Whatever. Like fuck, I'll never understand it. Like why do you not want people to like go to games, like view the sport? Like that's how you're gonna grow the game.
Yeah, for sure.
Like,
for sure.
Just let, like, they'll fall in love with it.
For sure. And I'm sure you saw that since 2011. And we've seen it since 2010, just how hockey can go from being such, like, a somewhat of a niche sport, I'll say. I don't, you know, I don't want to offend anyone, but.
I mean, three cups will do that.
Yeah, for sure. And it's just, like, and you miss it. Like, I miss, like, these
being
past
the
couple
playoffs,
years. Like, it was like, wow, like. We like it was something to do on that random Tuesday where it's like, all right, the city's buzzing a little bit, and it's
great. It brings people together, like for sure. And so whenever people are like, oh, like it's a pink hair, oh, whatever, it's just like who cares? Like it's gonna grow the game.
Yeah, for sure, exactly.
I'll never turn anyone away from like watching hockey.
Yeah, that's smart. Like that's a good way to look at it. Like for sure. Like you may roll your eyes at a couple people, but that's gonna happen. Like there's gonna be those random people, but it is what it is.
It is what it is.
So you want to do more chick stuff?
Yeah, I'm gonna do some chick stuff, and then we'll see kind of where it goes. I think you never really know, you know?
Yeah, no, you don't.
You don't. You really don't know what's gonna happen. I don't even know what's gonna happen next week.
Exactly. Like no, you don't. Like same thing with me. Like I just fucking was fired up that the Bears like, made a play at halftime,
and you
I,
couldn't
like,
even watch it.
Exactly. You know
that's
what I mean?
Probably the most ruthless thing I've seen at Barstool.
What the Bears? Eagles game. The playoff.
Imagine
game?
If me, Dave, Riggs, YP, and Fettelberg, like one of us had to wear a blindfold during the game, like at the game.
No.
Too.
And I still have not rewatched that game. Like I don't want to do it. I can't do it. And like I are still so some things. Like, we hopped on Yak the next day, and we're talking about the game, and there was some stuff like
I didn't even know.
I couldn't even talk about some because plays I didn't watch like, it.
What?
Yeah. And actually, Dave was like, you know, I never would have done that to you. I thought that was wrong.
Wasn't
you know?
Whose idea was it? Dan's?
It was Dan's.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
It was fucking
Dan.
Big Cat's idea.
Dad Cat.
Yeah, but it was entertaining. I mean, it was, you know, it's something that people remember from the electric chair. So
who's,
I mean,
who's a Bears kicker now?
The Bears kicker is, there's two of them. There's Eddie Pinero, and they just cut Chris Blewett. So it's going to be, it's he mostly going to be this guy. Yeah, Blewett. So that guy wouldn't have worked out. So Eddie Pinero, I think he'll win the job. They just got him from the Raiders.
Was one of my favorite videos you guys did was the field. It was such an OG Barstool video, like you guys kicking the field goals.
Yeah, right Chicago Avenue, right where you walked in, yeah. So, yeah, that was, I mean, hopefully, I don't know. To be honest with you, who's the Bears kicker? I don't think our kicker's on our roster yet. Like, who knows? It could be anyone from this podcast up until, you know, the whole season.
We'll find out.
Yeah, we'll find out. But, yeah, I mean, I think that's the dog walk today. Is there anything else you want to get on?
No, but I mentioned Marina. Maybe you'll get a free dog walk at CDK9.com.
Yeah, go check it out. And
no
get
free
some
ads. Sorry, Dave, if you listen to this.
Yeah,
no
get some merch. It's family. Family free ads count. That's okay.
Merch cheese. Yeah. Get yourself a dog walk.
Exactly.
And that was the dog walk.
Exactly. All right. Go check out Marina on BarstoolSports.com. We will catch you tomorrow, everybody.